People who are afraid of flying usually find the trip home from the airport to be less traumatic than the plane ride. Commentator Martha Ann Overland is such a person.
When I have to get on a plane, I am so petrified by takeoffs and landings that I grip the hand of the person sitting next to me until it hurts. This is fine if it's my husband, but strangers seem to mind. So when I travel by myself, I cling to statistics, particularly the one about the drive to the airport being more dangerous than flying. But I found in India, the real challenge is the drive home, especially in a taxi. The last time I flew back from the States, we touched down in Delhi at midnight. In the scrum of passengers, porters, and taxi drivers, I flagged down the first cab I saw. I shoved my bags in, gave the driver my address, and we lurched into the hot night. Disoriented and exhausted from the 24-hour flight, I dozed off, only to be jolted awake when we hit a large pothole. We were no longer on the highway, but bumping along a dirt road cutting across an abandoned field. This is the kind of thing your mother warns you about. "Where are we?" I asked the driver in Hindi. "No problem," he said, looking nervously around. I saw shadows moving in the dark. I started to panic. Eventually, the dirt path dumped into a main road, and we came to a stop at a red light. The driver jumped out and ran into traffic to ask directions, something Indian men here do without hesitation. When he leapt back into the car, he assured me now he knew where he was going. But once again, it was obvious we were lost. The streets were unlit and unmarked. We fumbled along like blindfolded children swinging at a piñata. After 20 minutes feeling our way in the dark, we passed a huge, brightly lit sign. "Welcome to the Indira Gandhi International Airport." So we got on the main road again, this time going in a different direction. At every intersection, we guessed whether to go left or right. This was crazy. It was now 2 a.m, and I had no idea where we were. Then suddenly, things seemed familiar. Then I thought I recognized the neighborhood. We had come around the back of my children's school. We were still a long way from my house, but now I knew how to get home, and I knew how we were going to get there. I politely told the driver to pull over. "Rukiye," I said in Hindi. He didn't seem to hear me, so I said it again. This time, he stopped. Then I told him as kindly as possible, "Get out." I climbed into the driver's seat, and he came around to the passenger side. I figured out where first gear was, found the clutch, and we were off. With no one else on the road at this hour, we picked up speed. All I could think of was getting home to see my husband and my children, and I drove faster. My taxi driver had a death grip on the dashboard, but I knew exactly how fast I could take each turn without flipping the car. What my terrified passenger didn't know was that I had driven my kids to school and back on this very road for the past 2 years. In the entire world, if there was one route I knew, this was it. The driver kept looking out the window for road signs, any kind of landmarks, breadcrumbs to help him find his way home, if he ever got his car back. I assured him I could give him directions, but I recognized the panic on his face. He looked just like I do, at 35,000 feet, speeding perilously through the sky, and no one's hand to hold on to.
The comments of Martha Ann Overland, a writer who lives in New Delhi.